Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening. We are going to continue reading our Suffer Well devotional here. And today's message is something that we all need to grasp. And it's titled Trouble. So I want to read this devotional, and then I want to discuss this with you all, because I see a lot of people, they got it wrong. They're making big mistakes. So I want to discuss this with you all right now, because remember, the seven things we must be doing every day as believers is pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit, and rejoice in a wonderful Creator. But we let trouble get in the way. So let's read the devotional today and see how we're doing this wrong. And let's get it right, okay? So it says here, trouble. Define trouble for me, child. Perceive what troubles you and speak to me about it. And then consider that it is only your perception that is truly troubled. Yes, indeed. The only real trouble for you are your thoughts that have you convinced, my child, that any troubles you have are true. In other words, the cure for your troubles is faith, and the cause of your troubles is lack thereof. This is a new dimension added on the path to your full stature in me. As narrow as it is, faith in and of itself is the substance of things unseen. As it says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of the things we do not see. And part of that substance is choosing to believe a truth that defies human wisdom. What more defies your own wisdom than this, my child? Truly, have no troubles. That's correct. No troubles. When I told you you will have tribulation in this world, it was because I was concerned or worried, or that you should be? Of course not. I have overcome this world. John 16:33 says, I have told you all this that you may have peace in me. Here on earth that you may have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome this world. I speak to you in a language you can understand. You will have tribulation, but I also speak in a spiritual language. I have overcome this world. Do we get this? It says, the flesh, the carnal nature, cannot perceive spiritual words, as no flesh can stand in my presence. Romans 8, 5 to 9 say, Romans 8, verses 5 to 9 says, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about the sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. For the sinful nature is always hostile to Yahweh. It never did obey Yahweh's laws. It never will. That's why those who are still under control of their sinful nature can never please Yahweh. But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit. If you have the Spirit of God living in you, and remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Yeshua living in them do not belong to Him at all. If you would put on the Spirit man when trials come, you would have no choice but to declare, I will rejoice always, always rejoicing. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:4 says, always be in joy in Yahweh. I say it again, rejoice, rejoice. And I consider it all joy. 1 Peter 1:6 says, so be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure many trials for a little while. Listen, my child, there is no trouble in my kingdom, and I have purchased you to live with me in my kingdom. The only trouble you have is having belief that all I say is truth. I am Abba Father. You have no troubles today. Cast all your cares and anxieties upon me. Have I not told you to give me all that hinders you? as it says in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of Yahweh, and at the right time he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Step over, my child. Your inheritance awaits you. I am love, and so it is written, I can never fail. 1 Corinthians 13:8 says, prophecy and speak in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless, but love will last forever. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Thank you, Father Yahweh. That is our amazing, wonderful devotional here today. And I have a lot to say about this here, because this is what I see so many people who claim to be believers that are really make believers, because their faith does not go along with their conviction. Do you understand that? If your faith does not follow your conviction, it is not true faith. When you confess Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is your Messiah with your lips, your heart must follow. And if your heart follows, your action follows. That's where repentance takes place. You change your thinking, your heart changes, your actions follow. But if there's no faith following that proclamation that Yeshua is Messiah, it's just lip service. It's just lip service. We think about a man, a wonderful man of faith in the scriptures, in Job. Can you imagine this? Just imagine this. You think you have troubles in this world, and I call people up, and people call me up, and always, I mean, I don't even like to ask them how they're doing anymore, because I usually, when I don't speak to people for a little while, and they call me up, or I call them up, the first thing I usually ask them is, how are you doing? But there are some people I can't do that to, because 100% of the times, they never say good. They say terrible. My life is terrible. They speak curses over themselves. And I mean, if these people are non-believers, I tell them they need Yeshua. But what do you do when these people claim to be believers? They still need Yeshua, but they have a lack of faith and understanding. So what would you do? Especially these people think they have troubles in this world. One day, Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house. And a messenger arrives at Job's home with the news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys, feeding beside them. When the Sabians raided us and they stole all the animals and killed all the farmhands, I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Your livestock, all the workers on your farm or your company or your business, and your business gone. And while he was still speaking, it says another messenger arrived and said, the fire of Yahweh has fallen up from the heaven and burned up all your sheep and all your shepherds. I am the only one who escaped. So now your livelihood, everything, all your animals, all your flock, and the people that were rolling it, gone. While he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with the news. Three bands of Chaldean raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Everything gone. While you're still speaking, another messenger arrived with the news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in your oldest brother's home. Suddenly, a powerful wind came and swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed and all your children are dead. And I am the one who escaped to tell you. And on top of that, you have now been stricken with one of the worst diseases ever known to man. And we look at the attitude of Job. The attitude of faith. Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. And then he shaved his head and fell on his ground and worshiped. To worship. To worship. To what? To worship. He said, I came naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. Yahweh gave me what I had, and Yahweh has taken it away. Praise the name of Yahweh. In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming a wonderful creator. Wow. Wow. I will submit to you today, if you had that attitude, the police would arrest you and say you're guilty of these crimes because of your wonderful attitude towards this. We look at Job, a man of faith, even when he was shaken. We look at troubles, and they're nothing compared to what Job went through. That attitude Job had is the attitude we'd have. It's called faith. Faith, faith, faith. We look at the troubles in this world and the troubles of our lives, and we have to understand that Yahweh is our refuge always. That's the whole key. That's what he wants to set us up for. Psalms 46:1 says, Yahweh is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Nehemiah 1:7 says, a stronghold. Yahweh is good, a stronghold in a day of trouble, and he knows them that trust him. Psalms 9:9-10 says, Yahweh is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Yahweh, have never forsaken those who seek you. From prison to praise. Can we thank him for everything? He giveth and he taketh away. But those in trouble, those who trust him, he'll know them. Psalms 59:16, but I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 62:8, trust him at all times. You all now say, all times. Pour out your hearts for him. Yahweh is our refuge. How many of you are missing this? How many of you let your troubles overtake your thoughts? How many of you are losing sleep over your troubles? How many of you consider your troubles real trouble? We have a place of refuge to go to. Do you know in a game of tag when little kids are playing and somebody's chasing you down, and before they tag you, you get to your base, your home base, and you're safe. You're safe. But if you don't make it to your home base and you get caught, you know what? It doesn't matter. You have a place of refuge with you always in a wonderful creator. You need to be in constant contact with him. And take the example of Job. And I know many of us are going through troubles and trials and things. But Yahweh says, I am with you in the peaks and the valleys. I'm never going to leave you alone. But we must call on him. He says in Psalms 91, when you call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in their trouble. I will rescue and honor them. But people aren't calling on him. They spend more time complaining about their troubles instead of running to him. They run to doctors and they run to lawyers and all these other places, but they don't run to him. And they wonder why their prayers aren't getting answered. Psalms 50:15 says, and call on me in a day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. Psalms 145:18 says, Yahweh is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. My question to you is, those of you that think you're in trouble, are you calling upon Yahweh? Are you reading his word? Are you proclaiming the joy and worshiping? No matter what, are you thankful for all things? Psalm 34:7-18 say, the righteous cry out and Yahweh hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Yahweh is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Will troubles happen in this world? Absolutely. Are we to rejoice and worship and be thankful to Yahweh always? Absolutely. Because our troubles can never be greater than him to overcome them. And we must know that and run to him as our refuge. James 5:13 says, if anyone among you is suffering, then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? It is to sing praises. Praises. Praise. We must have to understand the glory and rejoicing. Romans 5:3-5, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope make us not ashamed, because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. James 1:2-4 says, consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result in you, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. You know, those people that I call up, or those people that call me, and I ask them how they're doing, and they tell me, well, and they go on a whole list and a rampage of all their troubles. Of all the things, never do I hear them say, but Yahweh is good. He'll deliver me. You know, I love Dave Ramsey, this financial counselor. When people say, how are you doing? He says, better than I deserve. Better than I deserve. We get his grace and his glory. Romans 12:12 says, be joyful in hope and patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For this light is momentary affliction is preparing us for the eternal weight of the glory beyond comparison." You see, we understand we're here for a short while, but we're going to a place that is far more beautiful than where we're at. Far more beautiful. Far more beautiful. And if we truly understood this, if we truly got this and understood this, I mean, if you're standing outside in a cold, freezing weather, uncomfortable rain and snow, wind and gust, and you're waiting to get into a certain party, beautiful, peaceful place, beautiful party, and you're in line, your main goal is not to focus on your struggles in that line. You're thinking about, once I'm in that party, I'll be safe and secure and feel comfortable and be fine. Well, I tell you what, we're just waiting in line right now to go to a beautiful place, a beautiful party. And these troubles and everything else are all temporarily. We're just passing through. We have to focus on the prize. Focus on the prize. Remember, Proverbs, another word for wisdom, in Proverbs 11:8, it says, Yahweh rescued from trouble. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. Matthew 6:33-34 says, "But seek the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day have enough of its own troubles." John 16:33 says, "Have I told you these things so that in me you may have peace? In this world you will have trouble, but take it to heart. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. And Romans 8:35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Yeshua? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or the sword?" No one. Yahweh is our comfort. Yahweh rescues us. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3-4 says, "Praise be to Yahweh and the Father of our Elohim, Yeshua Messiah, the Father of comparison and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, and so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from Yahweh. Comfort ye, my people, says Yahweh." Isaiah 40, verse 1. He will not forsake you. He will not forsake you. We must not let the troubles of this world take us off track, because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to hear our complaining. He wants to see where we're going wrong. He wants to see where our lack of faith is, that it opens up a window for him to attack and destroy us. But we must stay confident in praise, in worship, in joy. Hallelujah. These little troubles of our life, we always overcome them. Always. Always. Compare yourself to the attitude of Job. Yahweh giveth and he taketh away, but I will praise and worship him. Psalm 34 verse 6 says, "This poor man cried, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles." And I pray that you all taste and see the joy. The joy. The joy. Hallelujah. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be honored by every nation, and I will be honored throughout all the world." Think about that. Think about that the next time you're going through these tribulations. Think about that. And you ask yourself, why would our wonderful Creator put us through these tribulations? Why does he do these things to us? We can look at our, you know, what his word says. Some of these trials will help keep us humble and teach us perseverance. You know, teaching us patience. Those, it says in James 1:2, "God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised those who love him." Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time we reap the harvest. Do not give up." Hallelujah. We don't always know why Yahweh puts these or allows us to go through these things. But we must know that we will always come out better than we went in if we stay close to him. Staying close to him is the key. Not getting off track and always staying close to him. Remember, Yeshua suffered as well. He suffered for our greater good. We are to suffer like he suffered. He said, be imitators of me as I am of Yeshua. 1 Corinthians 11:1. That's what Paul said. And we got to think about these things. Hallelujah. Let these trials help build our faith and not keep us from it. Not keep us from it. The beautiful encouragement that he gives us through all these trials. We have him helping us. We must understand this and know this. He helps us always. Psalms 91:14 and 15 says, because he loves me, says Yahweh, I will rescue him and I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. Hallelujah. Psalms 50 verse 15 says, and call on me in a day of trouble and I will deliver you and you will honor me. And Psalms 54:4 says, surely Yahweh is my help. Yahweh is the one who sustains me. He is our helper. He's the one that sustains us. And we must take joy in knowing that. Fully depending on him. There's nothing he can't do. There's nothing impossible with a wonderful creator. We have to get that. We have to not forget that. We have to remember he's always, always working in our lives. His hand is always on us. He's always doing something. He's always working in our lives and he's waiting for us to cry out to him and to trust on him. It says in John 14:1, let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in Yahweh and believe also in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will pull you through. He's going to get you through it, but we must trust. We must trust. We must use the trials to grow. John 13:7, Yeshua replied, do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. Genesis 15:20, as for you, you meant evil against me, but Yahweh meant it for good in order to bring about the present result, to preserve many people alive. Hallelujah. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is Yahweh who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Yahweh is with you. Be still and know that he is God. Yes. And he wants the best for you. And see his the God of hand at work in your life. The God of his hand at work in your life. That's what he's doing. The creator of all things, Isaiah 48:13 said, it was my hand that laid the foundation of the earth. My right hand that spread out the heavens above. When I call out the stars, they all appear in order. The sea calms at his word. Everything happens by his word. Creation happens by his word. And so does your healing. So does him helping you. At his word. At his word. Don't be afraid. And don't worry about your troubles. Just take it to Yahweh. Take it to Yahweh. And he will bless you tremendously. He will bless you tremendously. We must trust and we must rejoice in him. Remember, Job was worshiping. Worship him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in him. Trust in him always. And I ask yourself, especially not just when things are good in your life, but when things are going bad, at hard times in your life, when you're going through those tribulations and those things in your life, are you trusting in him? Are you joyful? Are you joyful? Or are you concerned and worried about how things are going to turn out? Or are you just so excited with so much joy knowing that his hand is in you? And understand this. Joy is not a season. It's a way of living. Understand that. Understand that. Joy is not a season. It's a way of living. And it's not the absence of suffering. It is the presence of Yahweh in your life that brings joy. That's what we have to get. We need his joy. Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of Yahweh is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And Galatians 5:22-5:23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance against such things. there is no law. And Philippians 1:25 says, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. Joy. Tears in the night brings joy in the morning. Hallelujah. How many of you are waiting for that joy to come? The joy is here. It is Yeshua. With Yeshua in our lives, we should have joy 100% of the time. But remember the difference. Remember the difference between happiness and joy. And I talk about this all the time. Happiness is based on something that happens. It's based on something that happens. We watch the news and the media and everything that's going on in the world today. We're basing our happiness or our unhappiness based on what we're seeing happen. But joy is different. Joy comes from not the outer world and what's happening around us, but from the inside. Regardless of what's happening around us, we're at joy always. Always. Ecclesiastes 2 verses 1 to 3 says, I said to myself, come on, let's try pleasure. Let's look for the good things in life. But I found that this too was meaningless. So I said, laughter is silly. What good does it do to seek pleasure? After much thought, I decided to cheer myself with wine and to while speaking and seeking wisdom, I clutched at foolishness. In this way, I tried to experience the only happiness most people find during their brief life in this world. But that's not it. We're not looking for happiness. It's joy. It's joy. Psalms 90 verse 14 says, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad in our days. Hallelujah. The joy in the trials. That's what we want to look at. Fixing our eyes on Yeshua. Fixing our eyes on him. James 1 verses 2-4 says, consider it all joy, my brother, when you account various trials. Not happiness, but joy. That comes from the inside. People can change and take away your happiness. They can't take away your joy. They can't take away your joy. Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope, patient and tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. And Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in Yahweh always. Again, I will say, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. The joy of obedience. Obedience to him. I'll leave you today with John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you so that you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if any of you are going through any so-called troubles today, take it to him and rejoice. Rejoice and rejoice. Thank you very much for listening today. Yahweh be with you all today. There's no trouble. There's Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you for Yeshua, Yahweh. Have a blessed day, everybody. And Yahweh be with you all today and always. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Do you believe in miracles? At LifePoint Church, we believe that Jesus still works miracles in our lives, and we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to invite you to join us as we come and experience God's power. We are a multicultural church, and we have services every Sunday in English and Portuguese. We are located in Palm City on 34th Street. Find out more at golifepoint.org or call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon. You are here,
moving. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1600.